Let's just read the little kitzer, just to bring us back to where we are. On page Kuf Lamed Tes, in the third parak, we just finished the first part of the third parak. Members Hashem, a beautiful winter's man. Hashem sent a cold breeze into the world to remind us that he's machlis hazmanim, shan ita machlis hazmanim, that if the weather could change so suddenly, so we could also change very suddenly, and it's time for the night to get longer and the learning to get more intense, and we have Baruch Hashem in every year, so till Pesach, no one has to get nervous now for a long time about kosher or Pesach, just to be kosher Jews and to learn stark, to learn strong, and to keep plugging away. But we're doing to set up good storm and good things to learn and to have time put aside every day and to keep those times. And there's a lot that could be accomplished this year. It's not. So a Kuf Lamed Tes by the Kitzer. HaNeshama Kadosh Kulu Me'ezer Bechinas. The Neshama consists of 10 Bechinas. HaNechlokos L'Shtayim, that are divided into two. Shloishes Kreiches HaSeichel, as we learn. The three are the Kreiches of the Seichel, Chabad, Chochma, Bina, and Das, of the intellect of the mind. The Sheva Hamidas and the Seven Midas, Havas Hashem, Yis Hashem, and so on. Chesed Gvur Tiferes Netzach Chayit Yisoid, and Malchus Eser Bechinas Eilu. These 10 Bechinas, Nistalshlu Mi Eser Hasfiras Hayayinus. These 10 Bechinas are Mistalshel. They come and descend level after level, of course, from the 10 Sfiras Hayayinus, from the 10 Spheres above, which Hashem created the world and creates the world every second, and all of existence is through the 10 spheres. So the 10 spheres within each and every one of us are the result of the estalsos of the spheres coming from above. Ukeshem shishleishes spheres harishonis nekros imais, and we learn that those three spheres of Chabad, Chochma, Bina, and Das are called imais, mothers. Because the seven midas of Chesed Gvur Tiferes Netzach Chayit Yisoid are the offspring, even though they have their own independent existence, of course, but they're the offspring of the three imais, Chochma, Bina, and Das, Chabad. Kachu b'nefesh adam, the same that it is above, so it is below in each and every one of us. Kachu b'nefesh adam, shahamidus shela hein toldois chachma bina and das. The offspring, the midas are the offspring, the children of chachma bina and das. Therefore, to be the whole basis of tani is that to the degree that a person works on that world of chachma bina and das and intensifies his way of thinking about a kadosh baruch hu. It doesn't have to do with how brilliant a person is, but how much kaiches he invests into that. So through that, the person will be able to come to his iris, to the offspring, the midas of chesed gvur, and so on. So let's continue. On Kuf Mem. Udiya ha'inyan. We already saw on top. We did the parak before, the entire parak. So let's go on the bottom. Udiya ha'inyan. Behemshach dvarav, peshkuf man, behemshach dvar mevarav abeinu v'protius, is a tahalich shul hayladas midas ha'nefesh alakis me'achachem v'inadas shalom. The Rebbe is going to explain in great detail how is it that, or the process of giving birth to the midas through of the Nefesh HaLakis through Chabad, Chochma, Bina, and Das. Utchila mevar, b'kitzer, as mohusam es mahusan shel hakaychas chachma ubina. The Rebbe begins by giving us a brief introduction to the mahus of these kaychas of chachma and bina. The ketzad naladim hem rigshei ahava. And how the emotions of love of God and fear of God are born, or come to a point of an awakening through Chachma and Bina, which we're going to be learning about in Chassidus on Monday night, the first Maimer after we finish the introduction, which is just a few pages after the first Maimer that we're going to be learning in the Rechon Benachas is really the Indian of Chachma and Bina. And so it'll help us very much understand what's going on in Tanya. So he explains, Ki hine ha-seichel she-benefesh ha-maskelis, shehu ha-maskel kol davar, nikra b'shem chachma. The seichel in the nefesh ha-maskelis, that's the nefesh ha-lekis. Another word for nefesh ha-lekis is nefesh ha-maskelis, the soul that is thinking and understanding. That is understanding, that attempts to understand and to think about everything. That's called Chachma. So he explains in Chassidus Mubaris, HaNefesh HaElokiz Nikras Gam B'Shem Nefesh HaMaskelis. The Nefesh HaElokiz is also called Nefesh HaMaskelis. The Tamadavar. And the reason for this, the fisher benefesh zu haseichel hu ha'ika, because in the nefesh elokis, the primary defining characteristic of the nefesh elokis is the seichel, is chabad, hu ha'ika, hu shaylet al kol shara kaychas, and that is shaylet. That is responsible for and has the ability and should rule over and control our emotions. Al shara kol shara kaihas. Akadekach, shemokam mishka nefesh elokis, chubu moichen shebereish. To the point that according to the conclusion of Chazal, which is accepted by the Mekubalim, even though there is some disagreement in the Medrash regarding the location of the Neshama / Nefesh HaLekis, but the consensus of the Mekubalim is to accept the view of Chazal that the Mokam Mishkan Nefesh HaLekis, that the geographic location, the headquarters in the human being of the Nefesh HaLekis, is in the Moichen Shebereish, is in the mind. Mokam Mishkan Nefesh HaLekis of a Moichen Shebereish is in the mind, in the brain. The Nefesh HaBahamas is in the heart. The Nefesh HaLekis is in the mind. Umitam Zeh HaMidas Shel HaNefesh HaLekis Hein Taldais or Talodas HaSeichel. And that's why the Midas of the Nefesh HaLekis, are the offspring that come through the Seichel. Vihine gidrei shel kayach haseichel, to define what is the kayach haseichel. Hu hayichailus lahasig inyan sichli, it's the ability for the mind to grasp, inyan sichli, a matter that requires understanding, for the mind to be able to grasp that. Baifin sheha inyan Choyder al taich mayach adam v'nitpas v'niklat bay. In such a way that whatever that is that the person is trying to understand and grasp is able to penetrate into the mind of the person and to be completely grasped and absorbed within the mind. That's chachm. Pesh kuf m'malv. Ukadesha dvar seichel yikanis v'yikalit v'mayach adam kedeboy. In order that something be grasped and understood and absorbed in the mind, kedeboy, in the right way. Yeshnoi tahlich ben shleisha shlovim. There's a tahlich, there's a process. It all happens very quickly, but it consists of three stages. Shabakol echad mehem poil de'ikir echem yishleisha sakarichas shalaseichel. Each one of these stages, one of the three karichas is poil, is the main instigator for that stage of the process. Chochma bina das, Chabad, the three levels of the intellect. Each level is responsible for a certain stage of the process of understanding. V'zehu bir inyanam umahusam shel achochma v'habina. Good. Inyan hadas yivur l'halim b'sof ha-parag. Das is going to explain, we're going to talk about more at the end of the parag. But the ikur to talk now about chochma and bina. Karech ha-chochma, the karech ha-chochma hu ha-kayach ha-shlav ha-rishon is the first stage in understanding. Miben shleishas karechas ha-seichel, from the three karechas of the seichel. V'shlav zeh, at this point, at this stage, Taifis ha'odem is ha'nekuda ha'klolus shal ha'rayon v'asvar. The person understands, the person grasps the general point of the idea, of the concept. The general, we spoke about this on Shavuos night some years ago, or 3 years ago, I don't remember, 4 years ago, the inyan of Chochma and Bina, and learning. And the different shittas in Yiddishkeit and so on, that there are, even Ashkenazim and Sfardim, the Chochma and Bina, we spoke a lot about that, Shavuos night. Chochma means that tfisa in a general, unspecified, not individuated, and specified, specific, broken down into the parts way, but rather the nekuda haklolus of the rayon, of the idea, of the svara, of the concept. Klaimer. B'chol rayon sichli, in every concept, in every idea and concept, Yeshon nekudas harayon vasvara. There's the nekudas harayon vasvara. There's the inner point. The point around which the entire concept or idea revolves. There's the nekudas harayon vasvara. And then Yeshnam Prote Harayin Vasvar Larech. Then you have all of the Pratim, all the details, all of the specific details of that idea that are not the center point, the focal point, but rather that are the outcome of the ikanakuda of that concept, of that idea. And through the pratim, one is able to expand l'reichav, l'aymek, and to go more and more deeper, and to have a broader, and to apply the basic concept to many other things. And we spoke about that in learning, that there's a way of learning that tries to get to the nekuda of chachma in the sugya, and there is more of a way of learning that is isek in the protim of the sugya. That's more isek in the protim, as opposed to the nekuda haklolus and pnimis of the sugya. I'm not going to go into that now. And there are people that think this way. There are people that think that way. This also has to do with Rachel and Leah, Mashiach and Dov, Mashiach and Yosef, and Ashkenazim and Sfardim and Chulu. We spoke about that, Bariches, different way of thinking. But the ikur is in by Chochma, is that tfisa of the nekuda haklolus, and not the prote svar, not the protem of the svar. Ki b'shlav zeh ha'inyan adayin lo niklad heitev etzel hadam. At that stage of Chochma, he hasn't yet taken the concept and followed it through. to all of its consequences. He hasn't followed it through yet. There's a flash of an idea, of a concept. And this concept is still in a raw, it hasn't yet descended into the, or been divided into the prote-protem of how and where it's going to apply. It's a general svara, very strong, but it hasn't yet become fully developed and fully absorbed into the intellect. There's a general concept, an idea. The best example of this is a person is working very, very hard over a sugya in the Gemara. It's a very complicated sugya, and it's filled with all kinds of questions. Malaya kushyas. And he's going over this Gemara again and again and again. And finally, there's suddenly like a flash. Suddenly there's this flash of understanding. He feels like an illumination that penetrates into his mind. That he's got it. He understands it. He hasn't yet worked it out. And he's going to have to sit for a couple of hours to go through each part of the Gemara. And to go through every single kasha, and now he'll be able to answer all the kashas, because now he has this sudden grasp of the inyan. And he feels that, oh, this is it. This is it. But that feeling of this is it, and that sudden, it's like an inspiration, that you almost feel that it's yesh me'ayin, that it comes from a place beyond yourself. You don't know yet how it's going to all work out, how it's all going to fit in, but you know that that's the truth. But you don't know yet, looking at the Blad Gemara, you don't know yet exactly how all the kashas are going to be answered, but you know that they will. And you know that you can. It's just a matter of time and putting in the work. But you know that it'll work out. And lahavda alfafavdol, it could be like that with a problem with some inyan at work. Not just in learning. It could be like that with an inyan at work. Or whatever field that the person's involved in, whether it's more using of the intellect, and even if it's something which is putting together something. You're building something, and you have to put it together. So you're looking at this part, looking at that part, you're looking at this piece, and you're looking at that piece, and you're trying to make, and it doesn't go. And then you sit, and you work it through, and you think it over, and you look it over, and you go, thus is this. That's the inyan. You still have to put it together, and you still have to figure out all the parts, and you might make a little mistake along the way here and there, but you have it. You have it. You have to make it work. That awareness, that sudden realization of, I understand it, that's it, that's what it is. Even though I haven't actually gone through the step-by-step construction of this either concept or of the, whatever it is, the table or the barbecue or whatever you're putting together, but I have the inyan. That strong awareness is called chachma. Omnam b'shozu, adayin ein hu mesuga lahasbir, kesed nisyashva kolakushis. At the moment of chachma, of awareness, he can't yet explain how this is going to answer all the kashas. He hasn't gotten to that yet. The gamla atzmai, ein kan davar mavua bar, and even to himself, it's not entirely clear yet. The inyan is not entirely clear. Elarak nekuda, the garin shel rayon, but there's this nakuda, there's this garin, the seed of that truth, of that concept. From the kamakom hu margish ba'atzmai, the bearer, he feels within himself with absolute certainty. Shebe nakuda zu Yisyashvu kol hakushyos v'hadvarim yisbaru. He feels that through this nakuda, with this nakuda of that Chochmah has revealed to him, that all of the kashas are going to be somehow resolved. He doesn't know exactly how, but he knows that they're going to be answered, that they're all going to be answered. I was learning yesterday something in the Gemara that I was doing. I was learning something that there was a Mahalach of the Biskarov, and I didn't see this from the Biskarov. And the whole Yontif, including the same for the first days, and Cholamoid, I was having with this Gemara like a lot of aggravation. I mean, I was enjoying it, but I was having a lot of aggravation. And I wasn't looking for this piece. I didn't know there was that the Biskarov had anything on that. And there was something else that I was looking up, and this happens a lot of times. I was looking something else up, and I saw, the Biskarov's talking about that Gemara. And the next page, I just happened to notice, I saw the words from the sugya that I was doing. And I said, So I looked at Biskarov, and the Biskarov, after three or four sentences, he said that Nakuda. He said over the Nakuda, over the sugyas. He had a mahalach in the sugya. And then I got so excited, and then I knew at that moment that all of the difficulties that I was having with the Gemara was because of a lack of understanding of that point, and I had to just run back to the Gemara, and to plug in the Biskarov to the Gemara, and then I did that, and there's nothing more exciting in the world. So then. Every single question, every single problem, was not just that it fell into place. It was so elegant and so clear and so beautiful that, like any time you see something from the Biskarov, afterwards you just go, "How come I didn't think of that? How come I couldn't think of that?" So the answer is because you're not the Biskarov; you're a dummy. It was so simple what the Biskarov was saying, and he said, "Of course, but that's of course. That's how it is. That's of course." Even a little piece from Abraham that we were talking about in Sukkot, in Shul, by Mechem Harav. There's a difference between the Chetze, right, and the Chetze of the Sukkot, and the Dinim of being Yaitse, the Mitzvah of Yeshiva of the Sukkot. And that sounds like a simple thing, but really that answers up 1,000 kashas. We just were talking about the one in of the Chaloy Shem Hashem on the Sukkot, where Abraham was explaining the Rambam. Why is it that the Shem Hashem is Schal, the Rambam holds the Schal on the entire Sukkah, right? Not only on the Schach, the Schal on the whole Sukkah, even on the walls. Why? That's what we're talking about. Why? The Rosh says it's only in the Schach, because the Schach is what's Kaveh the Shem Sukkah. It's a big kasha. Everybody's going crazy with this Rambam. Why is the Rambam talking about this? Since when is there Chalei Shem Hashem on the walls of the Sukkah? Why? Why are the walls of the Sukkah holy? The Schach is what makes the Sukkah. Now everybody's talking about this. And then Reb Chaim is this big old Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, there are two dinim over here. There's the chetza of that's called the Shem Sukkah, but the halacha of the Issa Hanah of the Kedusha Sukkah is not totally on the chetza of the Sukkah. It's totally on the person being the mitzvah of Yeshiva the Sukkah. And in order to sit in the Sukkah, you have to have walls. You have to have a Sukkah. So, and you look back at all the other things that are written. And then you feel a little bit better because say they also didn't get it. Not that they didn't get it, they had a different mahalach, but that's it. That's the chachmah. And then you know that if you take that mahalach of Reb Chaim and you go back into the Gemara, which is Daf Tes, and you go over the Gemara and you work through the Gemara, you're going to see it's so lichtig that every single thing in the Gemara, every single thing in the Gemara is all about that. It's all that chiluk. That's how it was. And that's how it used to be. Every day when I was sitting, we start off with the Gemara, we had chavusa for 4 or 5 hours, whatever it was in the morning, arguing, fighting, screaming. And Rabbi Yashaber would sit down, and he had 50 microphones attached in those days, remember? All these things, he would attach them with the clips, he would sit there and sit the clip, and he'd have that look, and he would read, tell someone to read the Gemara, and then he would take off his glasses, and he'd rub his eyes, and he would say, after saying over after seeing over like 10, 15 problems with the Gemara, and that we were going crazy with these problems the whole time. And then Rabbi Yosef would say that maybe you could say like this. And he would rub his eyes and took his glasses off and he'd sit back. And then there would be 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and it was all like it was unbelievable. How come we couldn't think of that? Why didn't we think of that? That's what it is. That's the rift, that's the realm, that's the rush, everything. Like this. And at the end, sometimes he would just go and he would say over the Mahalach, and then he would say, now look back at the Kesef Mishnah, and you'll understand why he was saying that. Now you look at the Ran, and look at the Shittim Kubetzis, and all the things that we were looking at all morning. But we didn't have. And he said, this is what they're arguing about. This point is what they're arguing about. They're all arguing about this one point. And then you look back and you see, that's all it's about. It's about that point. Which when we were learning, we thought there were like 15 different things going on. And we were overloading because of all these things that were going on. And then after the Shia, it was explained, this is, everybody was like, we were all excited, but then you get, then you're relaxed because, no, they're not, there aren't 15, 20 things going on here. There are 2 things going on. And they're all, there's basically one Inyan, and there are 2 ways of looking at this one Inyan, and all the Rishonim are divided into these 2 schools. Now go back and look at all of the Rishonim that you saw this morning, and you'll see that all of the Rishonim are arguing about this Nakuda. It's just using more words, different words. They're talking about different pratim in the sugya. But they're arguing about, this is what they're arguing about. And then it was the most obvious thing in the world. You just sit down and you learn the sugya, and you see, that's what it is. That's the Nakuda of Chachma. That's the Nakuda of Chachma.
Even when you have arguments with people have disagreements, it usually comes down to one Nakuda that they disagree on. There's a lot of surrounding stuff.
All the time. You have it, you have that in marriages. Kesavim. That they've been arguing for 40 years over 10,000 different items, this couple. And if they go to a Chacham, whether it's a Chacham entire, that's not just Nosei Olam, but a Chacham, or they go to a therapist or a counselor that's a Chacham, so then he listens to this, and they start going over, they start some braces, of course. And they start going over, well, by Sherev Brachos we start to argue about this. And then so the therapist is listening, like, or loud, whatever, whether the tzaddik or whatever, the rabbi is listening, and they start to go through 3, 4, 5 things. And if the person's a chacham, it doesn't take very, very long. If the therapist needs money, and he's not, you know, he wants to stress that over more months and years, but if he's a chacham, and he's honest, so then he's able to say, he says, Rabbi, say, okay, I understand. Right? Yeah, but then he said it about my mother, and she said it about my brother, and they're going in and just fighting, and then that, okay, that was one machlokes. Now we have this other machlokes. He says, there are 2 dinim here. This is what the machlokes has been about since you were married. It's one nekuda. It's one nekuda. And if you don't go to a chacham, then he'll get you into 1,000 different inyanim, and it goes on for months and for years. This argument, it's one nekuda. There's a basic difference that is causing there to be tremendous pain in this marriage. It's one nekuda. It always was. The big problem, of course, is that there's a difference between men and women, which is the difference between chachma and bina. The man is the inyan of chachma, the woman is the inyan of bina. And that itself is a primary cause of difficulties in marriage, because of those 2 inyan, because of Chachma and Bina. But we're going to learn that Chachma and Bina are trei rein de la mispadim. Chazal say that Chachma and Bina are beloved, inseparable friends. It's just a matter of understanding. Therefore, when you take 2 people who are good people, not talking about God forbid, unhealthy, sinister people, if you're talking about 2 good people, and they love each other enough to get married. So then, what are they arguing about all these years? And then the arguments become nasty, and they hurt each other, and then the kids, everybody's all, it's a whole mess. It's This is the Nakuda, and the Chacham, the Tzaddik, or the professional who's helping, is able to get to that Nakuda, and it doesn't take 2 months or 6 months. It might take more than a session, because you have to get a sense of the people, and you have to hear a certain amount of material from them, and then you're able to locate, to come to that Nakuda of Chachma. And when you get to the Nakuda of Chachma, then you could begin with the Yeshua. Then the Yeshua begins. Much of the Yeshua begins by the couple understanding that we don't have 10,000 arguments. We have one basic disagreement, and we can learn how to work with that and to deal with that in a civilized, nice way. That's what it's about. It's 100% true. And it's very frustrating if you have a person that's a Chachma person, and he's arguing with a Bina person. It gets crazy. Because the Chacham person, whether it's a man or a woman, it doesn't make a difference. Because each person has both, obviously. When it's a Chacham person, so he's trying to focus on that Nakuda of the general Nakuda of the Inyan, and the Bina person is talking about this, all the Prati Pratim, right? And anything that if you read anything about the different styles, I remember once when I was in college, I read a book about the presidents, because it was a political science course, and it was showing about, it was a very good book, it was different styles of presidency among the presidents. Say one president did Mahalach was clearly, it was Mahalach of Chochma, the other was a Mahalach of Bina. So you can get a guy like President Reagan. So all of his misnagim making fun that he doesn't know this Indian, doesn't know this Indian, doesn't know that Indian. But when you heard when you would hear him talk, you had a hergish that he understood the Indian. But he was a bit clueless when it came to the Pratim. But that's okay. That's why he's got a million guys working for him, because they have to take care of the Pratim. But the Chachma of the Indian, he understood in a very simple way. He understood. He said, there's good and there's evil. Russia is evil, America is good. The people don't like that. They get very upset about that. But that's what he was saying, right? He said, that's evil, this is good. Now they're making a whole big deal. It was 20 years since Berlin was reunited. They made such a big deal. This is going on for so many years. And I remember when he said that, I remember we were talking, my father said, finally somebody's talking like Rachel Ben Chaktana. There's good and there's evil. There's one side of Berlin, there's the other side of Berlin. In order to get the wall down, we have to understand. That's what Reagan was saying. And to say the truth, to say the amis. But he doesn't know how to do that. Now that you say that there's good and there's evil, so now what do you do about it? So, okay, he was Reagan wasn't claiming that he's a mumche in these things. He's not a mumche. But he had a certain chachma that very often, simple people dafka have that chachma. And when a simple person, now you can get some other guy that he could be. You get a guy like another president. You get a president. It could be like our present fellow in charge. It could be that as far as Trotten, maybe he's a sharper guy. Could be under, I don't know, maybe yes, maybe no, but could be, let's say, he's a sharper guy, and he could quote this and he could say that, and he knows this and he knows that. But he simply doesn't get the Indian. He doesn't chap the Indian. He doesn't understand what the Indian is. So what's he talking about? He's talking about 1,000 pratim, and this is going to be like, and this is like this, and this is like this, and like that, and he doesn't chap the Indian. He doesn't chap the Indian, which is an interesting thing. That's why the Torah Tmima, when he writes about, the Torah Tmima writes about why is it that women are forbidden to learn Gemara. The Torah Tmima writes, because the koyach of a woman is bina. Is Bina Yisera. Her greatest strength is not Chachma, it's Bina. And therefore, it's a dangerous situation. When you have a person who's very bright, because Bina means the ability to analyze, right? Bina means Meivin Dovim Yitach Dova, to analyze. So when you have a person who's analytical, but analyzing the wrong thing, has the wrong premise, that's very dangerous. So she might be more analytical, And therefore, you might say, is more brilliant, more analytical. But to see the general rayon, the idea, the concept, that's not her greatest strength. That's not that it's not that she can't, but that's not her greatest strength. The male koach has the greatest strength of the male is the general concept. The greatest strength of the woman is the prati prot. That's what it gets very, very much like, you know, they'll walk into the house and the guy says, "This is a nice house. You want to buy it?" And she says, "What are you talking about?" And she starts to show you that this is not good, this is not good, this is not good, this is not good, this is not good. And then Louis told me, you just saw the house. You didn't see all the stuff in the house. Or a guy will come to the house and say, this place is disgusting, you can't get this. Look at this house. And that's because it just needs a paint job, it just needs a little bit of a curtain and something to fix it up. But the guy's looking at the house the way that it is now, and the overall picture is, you know, they come to look at a new house, and they see this house, and they don't want, and he doesn't like it. The overall picture is like, well, what kind of house is this? What kind of house is this? I remember when years ago, at that time we were looking for a house in Flatbush, so we never ended up there. But my wife wanted to live in Brooklyn. She's from Brooklyn. We just learned. So we come from the dirt and we try to return to the dirt. So she wanted to go back to Brooklyn. So I said, okay, being a good husband, I said, okay, well, look, we'll go to Brooklyn. So we went to Brooklyn. And so we had a very hard time with the houses. Showing us there in Flatbush, these houses. And a lot of these are very, very Goyish, you know, they're very Goyish houses. And the Italians, they like paneling, a lot of paneling. We noticed there was a pattern like that, a lot of paneling. But I don't mean in a den, in a study. Everybody likes that. I mean, everywhere. So every time I came at the house, I would say, what is this? This is depressing over here. This is like a depressing place. Well, I can't live in this place. You know, you see the whole living room is dark and this, and then the sides there are like crucifixes and other stuff. So then my wife says, really, just have to get rid of the paneling and paint it white and take down the crucifixes. It'll be fine, you know. But you can't, like, a guy doesn't see that. A guy looks at the picture, and a woman always is focused on the problem. Any time that you're in a disagreement, in an argument with a person who's bina-oriented and you're chokhma-oriented, it's so frustrating for both sides. You know, a lot of the agmas nefesh in the world comes from that. It's between guys and between women too, because among women, one is more like this and more like that. Among men, one's more like that, more like that. And it's a terribly, terribly frustrating thing. That the nekuda haklolis is arguing with the person, and the amount of words that you could be in a conversation with somebody, and the person's going on, and it's 15 minutes, and you're trying to say with your eyes, I understand what you're saying. I understood it after 10 seconds. Can you spare me this next 15, 20 minutes of going to 1,000 pratim? I understand. Of course, you want to be nice and not to do that and so on. But after the person was saying for 10 seconds, okay, but that's a bina-driven individual. And that's why the 9 portions out of 10 portions of speech that women took in the world, because that has to do with the bina. So the person says something, and it's like, oh, you're listening to me? You say, oh. And the person goes, and then it's going to be 15, 20 minutes of inyanim. It's all the same inyan, just being said over in 100 different ways, with all of the different pratim, right? And it's just the same inyan. It's one inyan. And that's why many of the women are getting very, very frustrated. How come my guy doesn't talk? My guy doesn't say anything to me. So they're saying, this is what he says. I told you when we got married, I told you I love you. So. I told that to you. That was how long you married? 38 years. Okay, I told you I love you. So that's okay. Like what? I mean, that's the truth. I told it to you. So why can't you say more about that? Like, describe how you love me. You know, how do I love you? Let me count the ways. So he says, I don't know what you're talking about. I said that. So maybe you can just say that same thing more often. No, I said that. I said that before we were married, you know. I meant it, and just, that should last until we die. I don't want to say that again. I would like you to explain to me what it means to love me. I very, very much, I need very much to hear how you love me and what it means to love me. And he just doesn't know. And then she gets very upset. Ah, so the fact is, you don't love me. Right? You don't love me. And then we're going to go to a therapist. Nice, they will love you. But so they explain to me. And she says, and here I tell you this, and I say these nice things, what was interesting with Tevye and with Goldie, was that her name?
Golda.
What was interesting there in Fiddler on the Roof was that when he finally turned around, he was having this whole revelation. He said, do you love me? Because the kids were talking about being in love, right? You remember? The kids were talking about being in love. So he says to his wife, after all this, do you love me? So because the kids were all talking about love, so he never, you know, in those days, he says, do you love me? He says, do I do? Yes, I do.
I guess I do.
So then she says that for 25 years, I wash your clothes, all this other stuff. If that's not love, what is? So there was an interesting reversal. In other words, because Tevye was coming to this Indian, listening to the kids, that there's this romantic thing of love. And the couple, they were Tanua and the old star, they didn't talk about these things. So she was saying to him, what do you mean? So then, that's how I love you. I do this. It's a big Musa Haskell in it.
I suppose I love you too.
Right. Because this breakdown between people is always goes, not always, but almost always goes back to this, the two in Yonah with Chachma Bina. So this is the chachma, to understand what that is that the person feels that with this nakuda, this is the nakuda, and with this nakuda, everything falls into place. And if the person remains in that place of chachma, he doesn't go into all the details and all the individual separate components. So that man that has that heart, that has that sense of caring for this person, he's not breaking it down into the components. So the therapist might help with that and say, well, you know what, your wife needs to hear more about that, so we could talk about how to do that. And I could help you along. In other words, it's there, it's in the chachma, it's just that you haven't unwrapped the little compartments of the chachma. And the person will help to unwrap those little compartments, because why? Because she needs to hear that, because she's a different person from you. And on the other hand, the professional or whoever it is will have to help the woman to understand that, no, that your husband does love you. But his way of feeling that and his way of expressing it is very different from yours. And the person will have to help the wife to be able to understand and to accept that and to be happy and to be satisfied with less specific, and feelings and things that are not communicated, and to try to see that in certain things that her husband does for her, and certain things that the way the husband is and how he lives, and how he relates even to the children and to the grandchildren, to watch and to see. It's a difference between people. It's not always man, woman, different dagis. Obviously, it's very broad and very general. But this is what it comes down to. That's what chokhmah is. Havrok is zu, nikus b'shem chokhmah. The nikus gam b'shem haskala. Sometimes it's also called haskala. Not to be confused with a movement that's called haskala movement. Haskala. The grasp and the understanding. The zo perish. Hasechel shu hamaskil kol davar. That's what the Alter Rebbe is saying over here. The seichel shu hamaskil kol davar nikra b'shem chachma. Chachma hi akaya hazeh shebeseichel she'inyono lahaskil kol davar, which means haynu tfisas nekudas ha'inyon. The grasp of the inner point of the that inner general concept, to grasp it without yet breaking it down. And chokhma itself, the word chokhma, consists of two words. Koach ma.
koach ma. What does that mean, koach ma? Tchuna zu shal koach ha-chochma, the bottom of page kufma malas, this tchuna, this quality of koach ha-chochma, nimezes betevas chochma atzma, it's hinted at in the word chochma itself, kedisa bezoya, shachochma oisius koach ma. It says that in the Zohar. Vechad ha-perushim zahu, and one of the explanations of this koach ma, who sheshlav ha-chochma, who bedugmas haroya ezadover bechlaluso, it's like when a person sees something, when a person sees something, lifnesha kolit is pratev, he sees the general thing before honing in on the details. Vishalom, he asks, mahu, what is this? He looks at something and he asks the question, mahu. It's the bigger general question of what is this? Not how does it work? Not what are the different parts? How can that be? But what is this? What is this? That's the question of the koch, to be able to ask that, to try to understand what is this? Yikoach ma. Shol mahu kacha chochma, she askolish nukudus einim, he koach ma. It's that koach to wonder and to ask and to try to penetrate into the essence, to get to that question of ma. Kigam ha'acha havrokas harayin b'mayach, because after that initial flash of that comes into the mind of the idea, of the concept in the brain, Adayin, the next page, Adayin Shoalim, Ma. You're still left with a question. In other words, there is this great general sense of something going on and something big happening here, and your mind is very much drawn to this, and you have a general grasp of something here, but you're asking, what is this? I need to understand this more. I need to go into this more. It hasn't yet been developed. We have to take this further. But I know this, I know, I have a general sense of what this is. But, and I know that I need to develop this idea. It's not yet clear, but it's koach ma. That's chachma. So, you know, we'll stop here because it's going to take longer to go into Dina, and I have, so we'll continue next month.